You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. With the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee all set to announce its decision on interest rates on June 7, economists and experts said it is likely to maintain the status quo on repo rate at 6.50%. Mandar Pitale, Head Treasury, SBM Bank India, said, quote, "At the backdrop of the fragile outlook for the global economy, amidst stalling in the descent of inflation and thus reigniting risks to global financial stability, MPC is expected to hold policy rates for a foreseeable future, going ahead with the likelihood of starting rate easing cycle in the last quarter of the current calendar year. Favorable monsoon impact on the food inflation trajectory will have a major influence on the commencement of easing cycle." End quote. Next up, PNB MetLife India Insurance on Thursday announced it has appointed Sameer Bansal as MD and CEO, effective July 1, 2024, subject to the necessary regulatory approvals. Sameer Bansal has over 25 years of experience in financial services, including extensive and successful experience in leading distribution through bank assurance agency, digital, employee benefits, and direct marketing business models. He joined PNB MetLife in 2007 and is currently Chief Distribution Officer and a member of the leadership team. Sameer Bansal will lead the business growth of a key market for MetLife, with 149 branches in over 18,600 locations through bank partnerships with one of the largest bank assurance networks in India. In other news, global brokerage firm CLSA, in its latest strategy note, stated that it anticipates Modi 3.0 becoming a reality with backing from allies, the TDP and JDU. The brokerage anticipates that shares of Larsen & Toubro, IRB Infrastructure Developers, NCC and J. Kumar Infra Projects will be key beneficiaries. CLSA has noted that a dividend from the Reserve Bank of India will secure funding for any government social expenditure. The central bank on May 22 approved a Rs 2.11 lakh crore dividend payout to the central government for 2023-24, more than double the Rs 87,216 crore paid for the 2022-23 financial year. Moving on, Nvidia has surpassed Apple to become the second most valuable company globally. It achieved a market capitalization of USD 3.01 trillion on Wednesday. The surge in Nvidia's market value is largely attributed to its leadership in the AI space, fueled by the success of its flagship H100 chip. Nvidia first hit the USD 1 trillion mark in May 2023, and by February 2024, it had reached USD 2 trillion, surpassing Amazon and Alphabet. In its latest earnings call, Nvidia reported a profit of USD 14 billion, largely driven by robust AI chip sales. The company now trails only Microsoft, which has a market cap of USD 3.15 trillion. Nvidia's stocks is trading at over US$1,224 per share, with a stock split planned for June 7th. In another development, in a sign of ongoing recovery and resilience, India's domestic air passenger traffic for May 2024 surged to approximately 138.9 lakh, marking a 5.2% increase as compared to April 2024, according to ICRA's latest report. This growth trend was also reflected in the year-on-year comparison, with a notable 5.1% uptick over May 2023. Even more impressively, the figures soared by approximately 14% compared to pre-COVID levels, showcasing a robust rebound in air travel demand. Per the report, the growth trajectory extended into the fiscal year 2024, April to March, with domestic air passenger traffic reaching approximately 154 million, representing a year-on-year growth of around 13%. Up next, IndiGo intends to incorporate wide-body aircraft into its fleet by 2027. During a session at CAPA India Aviation Summit 2024, CEO Peter Elbers disclosed the airline is exploring diverse financing options for fleet expansion. In April, IndiGo confirmed an order for 30 A350-900 aircraft and revealed intentions to procure an additional 70 of the same model. As of now, IndiGo has over 360 planes, excluding the two Boeing 777 aircrafts leased from Turkish Airlines. While the wide-body planes are expected to be added to IndiGo's fleet in 2027, the A321XLR extra long-range aircraft will be added next year. The airline will also introduce business class seats, enhancing the in-flight experience and catering to a broader range of travelers. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 201.05 points, or 0.89%, to settle at 22,821.40, while the BSE Sensex jumped 692.27 points, or 0.93%, to 75,074.51. The broader indices ended in positive territory, with gain led by large-cap and mid-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 237.30 points, or 0.48% to settle at 49,291.90. Media and realty stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while pharma and FMCG stocks shed. Meanwhile, ITC shareholders have approved the proposal to demerge the company's hotel business. The share of ITC gained 1.38% to intraday high of ₹437.70 on NSE. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.